Good morning. 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 Have any of you ever been fishing? Ever gone fishing? You've gone fishing. What was it like? Did you go like from the shore in the boat? What was it like?
It was on
the
dock.
On the dock? Yeah, and was it fun? Did you catch anything? No? Anybody else have ever been fishing? Yes?
I've been fishing off a dock.
Also off a dock, okay.
Also
with a piece of bamboo and string. That sounds fun. Did you catch anything?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Fishing with my dad.
Also?
Catfish.
Catfish? Did you eat it? You didn't eat it. So I want to tell you about the time when I went fishing, the very first time in my life when I went fishing. I don't know if I ever shared this story with you before, but I was about 8 years old, maybe 9, and my mom went on a trip, and so she left me with my grandmother and with my cousins. I have lots and lots of cousins with lots and lots of ideas, and my cousin said, hey, let's go fishing. And so I thought, I don't know if I should do this, but I decided to do it anyway. And so we didn't have fancy bamboo sticks or anything like that. We had soda cans, we had string, and we had a hook, and we improvised with that. So we went, and it was kind of like a dock. And again, I had never done this before. It was my very first time. So I stood there, I threw the line into the water, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and then guess what happened?
Nothing.
No, something happened. There was a pull. Something was pulling on my string. And I thought, this must be a shark. This is so hard. And then the next thing that I knew was half of my body was in the water. Because he pulled so hard, I fell in the water. And then one of my cousins grabbed my arm and helped me to get out of the water again. And I got out of the water. And then I pulled hard, I pulled hard, I pulled hard. And then finally, I caught it. It was like this big. But I caught it. Now, other people fish in different ways. They use nets. And so they throw the nets, and then they drag fish out with the nets. In today's gospel that you're about to listen to, Jesus meets fishermen. And he tells them, from now on, you're going to be fishers of people. Now, what do you think that Jesus meant by that? That from now on, they were going to be fishing for people, not for fish. How can anybody fish for people? You think they throw nets at them and they say, hey, come, let's go to church. No, I don't think that's what he meant. I think that instead of an actual net, I think he meant something like with kindness. And I think that rather than fish being in the water, he meant people that are like having a hard time. Have you ever seen anybody having a hard time like at school? Sometimes people, they feel like they don't fit. Yesterday I was, or 2 days ago, I was listening to a story of a kid that came all the way from around the world, from a place called Iraq. He came all the way from Iraq as a refugee, and he said that when he was in high school, everybody kept making fun of him because his name was Hussein. And they were like, are you family of Saddam Hussein? And he felt really bad. Now, how do you think that the followers of Jesus could be fishers of people with him and with nets of kindness? What would that look like? How could you like rescue him from that sea?
Try to defend him.
Try to defend him? That's one way. There are other ways also. How about showing kindness to him so that he knows that not everybody is mean like that, but that there are some people that are nice? Like extending your friendship, right? Maybe during lunchtime, you can say, hey, if you see him sitting by himself, you say, hey, you mind if I join you? And you can befriend them, right? And sometimes there are kids that they feel sad because they feel that they're not loved or they feel that they're not liked. And so part of our jobs as followers of Jesus, as Christians, is to remind them that they are loved, because who loves them? Well, God loves them, and we love them too. So today, when you listen to the gospel story and Jesus tells them, now you follow me and I will make you fish for people, I want you to think about ways in which you can be also fishing for people with nets of kindness and goodness. Okay? Now, will you help me bless the children? Imagine you're holding their heads and you're praying for them and about to kiss them. And let's bless them. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of children. Thank you for these children that you have given us the privilege of looking after. We pray that you grant us the the wisdom and the goodness to be able to be good models for them so that they learn what it's like to be fishermen and fisherwomen of people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seats.